Okay, okay. Everyone put their glucks in the air for me. You done that? You put your glucks in the air? Okay, we can begin. Keep your glucks in the air. Yeah, we all seem to be in the middle of this sleazy flow. Big sludge of sleaze flowing from the top. But power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts, absolutely. Stands to reason that those in power are sleazy. Because when you get a bit of money, a bit of power, what have you done? You've turned into an asshole, haven't you? Haven't you? Have you got kids? You're an asshole to them half the time. Oh, you must do your GCSE homework. Why? It's a complete waste of time. You're just getting off on the power trip, aren't you? Are you a manager that works in an office? Well, you're a cunt, aren't you? You might think you're a great boss, but at least one of your team think you're a cunt. And I'd wager all of the team think you're a cunt, a bullying cunt. And as Chris Rock says, you're as faithful as your opportunities. And as soon as you're in positions of power with money, that's the test, isn't it? Whether you're going to live by the morals you always thought you would have. Because just as it's easy to be faithful if you're grotesque, it's also easy to have morals when you've got nothing. When you have no power. Put yourself in the shoes of the politicians and the royal family. Whoever you have, put yourself in those golden shoes. It's a very different story, isn't it? People don't get this, the young, people under 20, the people that haven't really processed that they're going to die. Because once you hit 25, 30, you start to see on the horizon, don't you? So if you work hard through your 20s and then you have a bit of power, a bit of influence, then of course you're going to be sleazy. Of course you're going to be corrupt. I'm the fucking Prime Minister. I'm the fucking King. And I only have one life and it's going to be over soon. I'm going to fuck who I want when I want. I'm going to kill who I want when I want. I'm going to take down who I want when I want. I do not give a fuck. So God save the King. And now, sir, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Because you have ultimate power, sir. And absolutely no responsibility. And power is great. Absolute power must be fucking incredible. God save the King. Have fun, sir. You incredibly insouciant, powerful, lizard shape-shifting bastard. And ignore everyone crying sleaze. They're just hypocritical, jealous nobodies. You wouldn't be able to get an Amazon Prime special, even if they loaded it up themselves. Lots of love.